It's BetQL Daily with Joe Ostrowski and Ross Tucker on the BetQL Audio Network.
Time for lightning bets. Are you ready to make it rain? 30 days, 30 games, $3 million in free bets given away to PointsBet customers by Paige Baranek. Download the PointsBet app to find out more. What that means is you bet on the spread, at least 50 bucks for the game of the day. And which game is that? Ohio State, Michigan State. Whichever side you take there, for every three that your team makes, you get $3 in free bets courtesy of PointsBet. Yesterday on the show, I went 2-1, hit on the Cavs plus 2.5, hit on Devin Booker over the points, missed on Kyle Kuzma. I've got to be done with him. I can't get that guy figured out. Horvat had another rough one. 1-2 for Horvat. Man, Ross, he went 0-3 a couple days ago. It was a rough 2 days for Horvat.
Is Horvat the Eli Hershkovich of betting on the NBA? That's what I want to know.
Well, I was busting his chops because it's amazing. Every time, let's say he goes 0-3 or 1-2, he tells me how he went 6-1 on all his other bets. Like, okay, every time, huh? Every time. Jake Hassan, he gave Zach LaVine over on the points, and that hit last night. So good stuff from Jake Hassan. Ross, I don't want to steal your play. What are you thinking for Lightning bet or bets for this evening?
Well, I wish Eli was here so I could tell it to his face, but I'm going to go. By the way, I don't care that much, mm-hmm. but I really hope, like, they're not going to do it because I feel like Gonzaga and Baylor are clearly the two best teams. But the Big Ten has a lot of good teams, man. I mean, Michigan, Illinois, Ohio State, Iowa, they got a lot of good teams. It's just a shame that it feels like Gonzaga and Baylor are so much better. This is the story of the Big Ten's world. They never have the best team. They never win it all, but they'll have a bunch of good teams that are in the mix.
They're going to have how many teams that are top two or three seeds? It's going to be ridiculous.
Yeah, so I like Michigan. I'm gonna piggyback off of my favorite co-host of BetQLU, Tom. Don't call me Casale or Casale, Casale. How do you say his name?
Casale.
Tommy, we gotta change Casale. His first name. We gotta change his first name to Tommy. Like if he was Tommy.
Yeah.
If he was Tommy. Tommy Casale, that would be good. You know what I mean?
I prefer that. I was Joey before I went to high school. Then I'm like, yeah, that's enough of that. Let's go away from the Joey.
So wait, tell me about that.
When I got to high school, it's mostly new people. I'm like, okay, it's time to drop the Y. Let's go as Joe. So
why were you why was it mostly new people in high school?
Well, we all branched off from grade school, so there were like maybe five or six of us. And I went to an all-boys high school.
What high school?
St. Pat's.
Okay, so it was – got it. So then you had – it was like kids from all different kinds of elementary. It wasn't me, my graduating class, like I knew most of them since kindergarten.
For your high school?
Yeah, because I went to a small public high school where it's like – most of my friends were best friends since kindergarten, literally. So that's interesting. So you went from Joey to Joe.
Did you consider
Joseph?
I have a few friends that have always called me Joseph, but no, I never did. I never did.
I like Joe O.
That works.
Okay. I think Joe O is unique and it separates you from all the other Joes. Like I would go by Joe O if I were you.
What's the name or names with your kid's school or their friends that you've noticed? There's like 20 of them. My son's name is Jack, and every class, there's at least three Jacks in it. Is there one that's really popular?
There's a lot of Olivias.
Yes, there are. Yes.
A lot of Olivias. I'm trying to think. There's a lot of living. I mean, heck, we got two Jakes on this show.
Right, right.
We got exactly. Two Jakes on this show, Jake Hassan and Jake Galley.
Yeah.
Although I think Jake, on his Twitter, Jake goes by Jacob, I think.
Does he really?
I maybe that's just his email. It's Jacob not, Galley.
It's not Jacob Galley Pro One.
By the way, did you see? Oh my gosh. Jake, don't call me Jacob Galley. Did you see my tweet to JJ Watt, Joe?
No.
So 2 hours ago, JJ Watt tweeted, midday naps, period. Loathed as a child, revered in adulthood. Now, by the way, I'm a huge midday nap guy because I get up before 5 a.m. So I will be taking a nap after this show. I will have a salad and I'll take a nap. But I replied to JJ Watt, bro, I took so many naps in Buffalo after a double order of wings and 10 Labatt Blues. It's not even funny. I said, you can too. Hashtag Bills Mafia. And Bills fans are loving it because they want him so bad. And like people think that they're the number one option right now. And they love him so bad that they're eating it up, man. They're loving it. Labatt Blue like re-quote tweeted it. How about this guy, Mike Kearns? He said, I can vouch. I served you many of those Labatts at the tree. It's called the Big Tree. It's right on the corner there in Buffalo. We would go there a lot, and just hammer Labatt Blues. Anyway, I got to get my bet in.
Michigan, right?
Michigan. Five? Yeah, I'll tell you why. Michigan's awesome. I think they're the third best team in the country. I mean, I really do. I know they're ranked number three now. So it's like, oh, great, Ross. But I really think they're the third best team in the country right there behind Gonzaga and Baylor. Juwan Howard's been awesome. They're much better defensively. Get ready for this, Joe. Get excited, Joe-O, okay? Mm-hmm. They're number 12 versus Iowa being number 75 in KenPom's defensive rankings. Boom! Oh. Boom! KenPom's defensive rankings. Boom! How you like me now, Eli? Plus, Michigan has a 7-footer with Hunter Dickinson who can deal with Garza. So I like Michigan laying the 5 points against Iowa. The only thing, and Tommy Casale mentioned this earlier in the show, Michigan's coming off that big win over Ohio State, so we'll see if there's a little bit of a letdown.
There you go. All right, Wolverines -5. Great game tonight. A couple great games in the Big Ten. I'm going to the NBA to late games. I like two of them. There's Washington, Denver, and New Orleans, Milwaukee. Two very high totals for good reason, because I think they're both going over. First, Wizards and the Nuggets. Washington, number one in pace. The Nuggets, number five in offensive efficiency. Wizards are bottom five in defensive efficiency. Nuggets have been an over team, 21-10 to the over. These two teams played a week ago, and they scored 258 points. So Washington, Denver, I'm going over 237. I expect Jokic and Murray to go off again, and the Wizards are going to do their part against this. The Wizards have the terrible defense, but they're going to keep it somewhat close. I like the over there. New Orleans and Milwaukee, the spread is 9. Again, going to the total. The Pelicans, 22-4 to the over in their last 26 games. Both teams give up a ton of threes. I'm going over in both games. New Orleans, Milwaukee there as well. So I've got a couple of overs there. Jake Hassan, did you have anything that you wanted to throw out there? You gave us a winner last night.
Yeah, I'm 1-0. I'm exceeding Ross Tucker's winning percentage now. So new leader in the clubhouse. But I'm going back to the props. I'm going to go with Joe Harris over 3.5 threes. Might as well keep rolling the Brooklyn train.
Yeah, okay. Joe Harris hitting all those threes tonight, going up against Orlando. Ross, before I get out of here, wanted to hit on, there's another NFL quarterback rumor. And we had heard this weeks ago, and I just kind of threw it to the side like, okay, great. Yeah, another quarterback's not all that happy, wants his team, the front office, to do a better job building around him. Okay, we've heard that story before, but he's not being dealt. Well, there were multiple reports this morning about the Seahawks. Russell Wilson's camp has broached trade destinations with the Seahawks. Mike Sando, one of those guys reporting this story. The Dolphins, Jets, Saints, and Raiders have been mentioned. Some people in the NFL think a trade could happen in the near future. Those are some legit reporters throwing that out there.
Yeah, it does start to feel more real, and now I know why Adam Schefter took the over on 18 starting quarterback changes this offseason. I think it's weird. Let me ask you this, Joe. Let's pretend you're a Seahawks fan.
Okay.
Would you rather trade Russell Wilson or fire Pete Carroll?
Fire Pete Carroll in a second.
Correct.
Yeah.
That is correct. I'm not sure they realize that. I'm not sure the new, you know, the ownership realizes that. And I think Pete Carroll kind of has more juice than John Schneider, the GM. But that's exactly the correct answer. Like, you keep Russell Wilson for the next 8 years. Pete Carroll's the oldest head coach in the NFL. He's almost 70. You say, hey, Pete, like, if you can't get it worked out with Russ, he's staying. You're leaving. So get it worked out.
You said 8 years. That's something that they're probably considering as well. How much time does he have left? We haven't seen any signs that he's on the downside of his career. I mean, eight, maybe more, right?
No. I correct. I agree.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think he does have a lot of time left.
There's no doubt
as a good player.
Yep, there
he is. He's a top 10 guy. Even if he didn't play as well towards the end of the year, he's still a top 10 guy.
Yeah, PFF has him 6. You can make that case. We had another year in the first half. He was going to win the MVP. Remember that?
Yep.
That's the level he plays to. All right, Ross, it was fun. Maybe next week when you're back in, Eli will be here so we can rip on him to his face.
Oh, man. You know what? I was going to say I wish he was, but it's fun ripping him without him here too.
That's true. That's true.
It's very fun.
Yeah, we can do whatever we want, and he can't say anything. I'll be back tomorrow with JJ, with John Jastrzemski from WFAN, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. Missed any of the show? Check out the podcast. Make sure you're subscribed. Follow us on Twitter, BetQL Daily, and seek out the podcast and tell a friend about it as well. Talk to you tomorrow right here on BetQL Daily on the BetQL Audio Network.